Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Tomorrow, right around this time, Jenny Lamb is going to be on the show. She's Mayor Breed's Educational Policy Advisor and San Francisco Unified School District's Board of Education Commissioner. She'll be on in the 7:30 news tomorrow. If you have a specific question that you want answered about school and what's going to happen this year, please, you can email us, Bryn@RadioAlice.com or Sarah or Vinny, you know, whatever, B-R-Y-N. Mm-hmm. Or you can text us, 800-400-3697, and we'll round a few of those up. And if there's, especially if there's a question that's repeated many times, we'll make sure we ask that. That is tomorrow during the news, right around this time. Let's get to today's news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Radio.com's an app. You get it, then you can listen to radio wherever you go. Please get the app and then listen to radio wherever you go. Thank you. All right, so I'll do a couple, at least one quick headline here. So colleges, all schools. In fact, you just mentioned the world's superintendent is going to be on tomorrow. She's the one who's going to decide how all this is going to go for you all.
Oh.
But the headline is the virus beat us. Colleges are increasingly, even though they were trying to figure out how to get everybody in and make your college experience what
really
you expect
college-y.
It to be. Unfortunately, they're increasingly turning online, and that's looks like how the fall semester is going to go. And I really don't think it's going to go, you know, forever, but I think it's pretty safe to say the fall semester is going to be very different than what you were hoping for. So
it's a tough one.
Mm-hmm. I agree. My buddy is sending his daughter to Arizona State, and he's like, I think they're going.
So
I'm
will
like,
she
I
like?
I don't know. That's the thing.
Just at the dorm? Like,
I don't know. I don't. They've been up in the air. I haven't heard a verdict yet. That's really what they're dealing with. Is school starts probably next month, right?
Yeah. Some point. Yeah. They move in mid-August usually.
And so I haven't heard how that's going to go. But at the last time him and I talked about it, he's like, "No, she's going to school." But that's Arizona, and Arizona had been one of the places that was quick to say, "We're fine." Mm-hmm. You guys, it's no worse than the flu.
Maybe you could trick her and just say, "Are you going to the University of Phoenix and all the classes are online?" It's
right.
You know,
good
it's
one.
Arizona.
Very well done.
Thank you.
So anyway, that's one of the things we'll hopefully address tomorrow during that segment. Right now, it's looking like more and more classes this fall will be done online. Mm. How about a couple fast facts?
I love those.
Fast facts.
Give it to me.
There are whales alive today that have been alive since before Moby Dick was written.
Oh. How long do whales live?
1851. They say they're bowhead whales or bowhead whales. I'm not sure. But they're off the coast of Alaska and they're over 200 years old.
Wow.
And of course, someone's hearing that and thinking, no, we should go hunt those things. No, don't kill stuff.
They've probably been hunted to near extinction anyway. So right. You know, the old ones are just like, oh, we hide over here behind this rock. They've never found us yet. You go out there,
rock.
See if it's safe. Hey, kids, go see if it's safe.
That's actually ice.
Oh, look at that.
It's slowly melting. Is that a bowhead?
It actually looks like a whale giving birth through its mouth to another whale. That is a very odd-looking whale. Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess its mouth is open. Mm-hmm. Like, you know.
Neat.
Getting the... Yeah. What is it called? The baleen that's in its
face
mouth?
Is
yeah,
what it's
it does.
Got.
It's big brown.
Yep.
I think they got like some kind of comb, like baleen in there that gets the brine out of the water. Look at that thing with his mouth closed. Oh, it's pissed. Oh, well, you know, you're 200 years old. You're bound to be crotchety. Everything aches, you know.
Right.
Your fins hurt.
Your favorite part of you probably doesn't work anymore either.
I don't know if they're still breeding at 200. I mean, Jesus.
Heath Ledger was a chess prodigy as a kid and won the Western Australia Junior Chess Championship at 10 years old.
Did he really? Well, it's too bad about him.
The first time a human was killed by a robot, it happened in 1979 when an employee at a Ford plant in Michigan got hit in the head by a robot's arm on the production line.
Oh, boy.
You know, they say
that sounds
robots
terrible.
Will rise. And
yeah, he was just doing his job, that robot.
Right.
This guy put his head in the way.
Oops. Well, I don't know that that's the case. Maybe.
Well, what do you I mean? Yeah, that's what it was. Please. It's a perfect robot.
We all have new work schedules thanks to COVID-19. I, of course, am working from my wife's desk, which is super weird.
And then you go to your second job right after the show.
Right, I can't. Although...
You've definitely got a changed work thing.
Yeah, no doubt. Anyway, the flexible work schedules, though, for millions of people who don't have little kids in the house, they love it. And they don't want to go back. So, and I feel like, you know what? I get that. And I think that this has gone on. We all have this mentality, and it doesn't help that the media keeps, you know, pouring fuel on that. But we all have this has gone on for months. We're never going back to normal. No, you're going to go back to normal, and your boss is going to say, get your ass back in the office. And guess what you're going to do? You're going to get your ass back in the office, because that's the way things work.
That's how jobs work.
Right.
You do what the boss tells you to do.
So the new study says more than 3/4 of Americans say they don't think they'll ever be able to go back to the work schedule that isn't partially from home. Yeah, you will. You'll go right back to it when they say you will, and you'll be fine. And so will everyone. Unless you died from COVID, which, of course, isn't a joke.
Oh, Jesus.
That sucks.
Good Lord.
But those of you who haven't, you'll go right back to work.
Yep.
And I will too, because I need my paycheck. And as soon as home office says, bring it in, I'm going to figure out how to get this piece of equipment back in my car.
Get a little work around in place or something. I don't know.
Oh, you've got plans, huh?
I'm thinking about it. Yeah. Just in my mind. You know,
all right. You're allowed to think.
Yeah.
Anyway, at the beginning of the year, before the pandemic, about half people said they wish they had more flexibility at work.
Oh.
Now, almost everyone says, it's a necessity. I gotta have it. Now that I'm used to it, I need it.
Well, now that I've proved I can do it from home, I will be doing it from home sometimes.
Well, and I do think there'll be some companies that go that route where they say, hey, we can, you know, have you working from home and it's cheaper for us. And,
sure.
And of course we'll take back some of your salary since, you know, you're at home or however that works. I know that, you know, some negotiations go better when you have an agent to do them for you, but not everybody
highly
has
recommended,
a highly paid, highly skilled agent. Yeah.
That's the problem with the agent. They negotiate you a pay raise that really just works for them.
Right.
Wow. So, the increased amount I got to pay you every month basically just ate that. Well, that's good. Congratulations on your pay raise.
Right. I like this story because I come across these things from time to time, certain sayings that you have in your head and you've just been using them.
Yeah.
And you never really thought if you're using it correctly or B, what are the origins of this? And so here's a couple of them.
All right. I love stuff like this.
I'm going to let you tell me.
Okay.
All right.
Do you flush out an idea or flesh it out?
You flesh it out. You add flesh to it. You take a stick that's your idea, and then you flesh it out. If you're flushing it out, you're just, I don't know, trying to get it out of the weeds in your mind.
You are correct.
Am I?
Both.
Woo! Oh, goodness.
Are you chomping at the bit or champing at the bit?
You'd think it would be chomping because of the teeth thing, but you are champing at the bit. That's what a horse does.
The original phrase was champing.
Yeah.
They
but
say
you can use
that,
either, right? I hear it both
boy,
ways.
You can use it either. Boy, you are... Look at you go. But they
Sayings.
Say it's when a horse grinds its teeth on the piece of metal in its mouth. Yep. Now we mostly use it to mean... You can't wait for something to start.
Champion,
of course, she knew that one.
The horse one.
Right. Horse college has to be good for something. It's come in handy twice this week.
Listen. You would you have no idea how often I use my horse college education. I don't either.
Set foot in or step foot in?
I use it in a sentence.
I wouldn't set foot in that place for all the money in the world.
I believe it's I would not set foot there.
You're right.
But I would understand you if you said I would not step foot in that in there. I think that, but I don't know why set foot would be.
Hunger pains or hunger pangs?
Well, hunger pangs, but I think both are acceptable.
Again, both are acceptable, but you're right. Hunger pangs.
Hunger pangs. Boy, I'm acing this quiz.
You are.
Yeah, you are.
Well, it's fun. These are things, and there's way more. I don't have time to, you know, sit and brainstorm all these that I can come up. Like, one of them is all of a sudden or all of the sudden.
Well, and, all of a sudden, but I hear all of the sudden all the time now.
Right. And it's, you're right.
All of a sudden. I'm like, what? Okay, I'll go with that.
I'll take it.
Not sure.
Swing and a miss, but I do know what you mean. Okay. Yeah. Case end point or case in point?
The case in point.
Your case is in the point you're making.
Yes.
So it's
I'm
case
making the case. The case in point.
Point. So for those of you out there that got all those wrong, you're welcome. We just
Sarah
helped you.
Didn't
we
get fixed any you. Buzzers here.
No, no, she
I'm feeling,
didn't.
Feeling pretty good about it.
Not
it's like a cognitive
that
test that I just aced. Man, that's an elephant. Smartest guy alive. All right.
I don't know. That celebration was weird. Our text number is... Your self high fives are weird, man.
Yahoo!
Try this, though. There you go. All right.
Feeling good.
Our
feeling
text
good,
number
bad.
Is...
It's Saturday night.
800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys. Here's a couple. The boss is the one that's struggling with the idea of going back to old office habits. Senior people were used to long hours and lots of travel, and we like this reprieve. And maybe the ones advocating for a different model. I wonder if MM wants us back in the office or likes us not being around.
Well, we are a huge pain in the ass, so I'm thinking he might be fine with this. Like, he goes into the office. He doesn't love people. Let's get that straight. So he just comes in here and does his work all by himself.
I don't believe
he hates
that.
When people
Figure
are bothering
that.
Him.
But I
He's
do
just,
think
you know,
he
I put
would
my head
knock
in
down
goes,
the wall between our offices and expand his office.
Sure. Have a lounge in his office.
I could see him being happy with that.
Some pretty solid real estate that our building's in, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
He could have a whole loft apartment in that space.
Good morning, radio family. Like Sarah, I also use the mailbox on my front porch for outgoing packages as well as outgoing mail.
Yeah.
And I live in Benicia, OFOC.
Oh, Benicia.
Benicia.
Nicole, we already heard from you on the subject. Your little paperclip. You don't need to write in again.
Sorry. I just had to let you know again that it's
yeah,
very
thank
helpful.
You.
To use your mailbox. Your
yeah,
mailbox.
It's what it's for. You put your mail in there. You don't have to make a drive across town. But you can if you want to.
I do.
I
All
do
the
too.
Time. Yeah.
I probably will continue to do so.
I am too.
Well, enjoy yourselves. I mean, clearly you love to see scenery.
I heard Google's not going back until June of 2021.
Yeah, did
yeah,
you
that's,
say that yesterday?
That's, I reported that yesterday, and that's... I. Thought the reason I liked that announcement was because it allows people to go, here's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just sort of go,
I can make
now,
plans.
Right.
Or...
I can plan my life and I know where I'm going to be and all. It's all good.
Right.
And maybe more properly set up your office space instead of always feeling like this is temporary and you don't want, you know what I mean?
Yes. I wonder actually how that will affect, or if it will affect real estate in the area around the Google campus, because people will be able to, if they're successfully working from home, they could successfully have a home anywhere. Like, I wonder if that's going to change those home values down there at all, or maybe not. I don't know.
Trip out on a couple of the... Oh, I'm out of time. You can trip out on them next time I read texts.
All right.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Mr. Scott Capurro.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.